All right, Akutavach. We're holding Tzimetz HaDizayin Tzivches. We just learned Tzivches last week. Just to refresh the Olam's memory, there was a major Machlekes Rishayim. You say this like a Machlekes Rishayim. What's considered Klei Echol Nefesh? The way the Mechaber and the Rambam brings it down, we pass from Klei Echol Nefesh means Kalim that actually come in direct contact with food. It's needed for food preparation. That's klei ochel nefesh. Even klei machresha, the Rambam holds, is not klei ochel nefesh. That's not enough. It has to come in direct contact with food. We discussed it is in the Rambam Shita. That's similar, just maybe one level more. And that is, as long as it's necessary for the preparation of food, even if it doesn't come in direct contact with food. For example, klei machresha. When you're plowing, you don't come in the food, but you need, it's a necessary process to plant the seeds, etc. That was one shita. We'll call that one shita. There's another shita, and that is the shita's harama, and there's other rishonim like that as well, who learned that it means any kalim that creates any clay umnis, anything that generates income, because with that income we could take that income and buy food. So all klei umnis is considered a klei ochel nefesh because it's necessary for the ochel nefesh, for the person, for his michya. That's considered klei ochel nefesh. And pashas, we do not go like those rishonim. I'd mentioned from time to time this type of a story where a person wanted to lock out his tenant or seize his ovens, a restaurant, seize his oven, seize his utensils. And we were talking about what that's considered klei ochel nefesh. So if you learn like the Ramah, it should be klei ochel nefesh, and if you learn, because it's klei umnis, and if you learn like the other sheets, it's needed for the preparation of food, that's also a reason why it should be klei ochel nefesh. So l'chayr, both reasons should be applicable. The Olam questioned that maybe that's not considered klei ochel nefesh lididan, that we need it to be in the food preparation, maybe it's needed for his own personal food preparation. And since a guy in a restaurant, avada, these kalim are needed for food and come in direct contact with food, but it's not needed for his personal consumption. He's creating food for all the customers and all the... So maybe that's not considered klei ochel nefesh. Bekitzer, what's considered ladidan? Is klei ochel nefesh the nefesh of the loiva? Or is klei ochel nefesh anyone's nefesh? As long as it's a kli, which is miuchet for lo ochel nefesh, who cares if the loiva is going to need it for his own consumption? Doesn't make a difference. It's a gzeris hakasav anyway, and the gzeris hakasav is you can't take as a mashkin things that are klei ochel nefesh, things that generate or help in the food preparation. That was a shayla that the Olam threw out. Now let's go into that shayla now before we go on. If you clear that shayla, let's clear a similar shayla. What happens if the keli is used for the loiva's family, but not for the loiva himself? He has a beautiful popcorn machine. He doesn't eat popcorn. He never ate popcorn, doesn't care for popcorn. But his kids and his family eat popcorn. Am I allowed to take that popcorn machine? Is it klei ochel nefesh or not? It's obviously klei ochel nefesh, but is it, if we need his klei ochel nefesh, it's not the loiva's klei ochel nefesh. The loiva only uses it for his b'nei bayis, but not for himself. Is that considered klei ochel nefesh or not?
Does that sound stop it, that I gotta go check up whether he eats popcorn or not? That doesn't sound stop.
But let's, I know that he doesn't eat popcorn.
I'm asking, since it's not mustabra, that I should have to go check up which cake.
Therefore you want to say it's zikha klei ochel nefesh and it's certainly also, forget. Let's say I know that he doesn't eat popcorn. Only his kids eat popcorn. Can I take that machine? It's not a machine that the loiva uses or not. It means if we learn that you need it to be the loiva, so let's take it all the way and say it has to be taka, the loiva has to use it, and not his kids. How vital do we take this din?
Yeah, what's considered? I'm stopping that. I gotta go check up.
So you don't have to check up, but I'm telling you, lemaisa, it's not, only the kids use it and not his. Can I take the machine or not? If you hold that you need dafka him, so then I would be allowed to take the machine because he doesn't use it. Same thing with the restaurant. If I hold that I need dafka him, then I would allow to take this ovens and everything else because he doesn't use it for personal consumption. He sells, he prepares food to sell.
My impression that when you say clay or forget, the necessities of life, to feed, to eat. Now, ishtoka beiso.
Ishtok Agufa. Okay, I'm not talking about, I left out wife. Let's talk about the kids.
Yeah. And not only as children, also, you all depend on. So what difference does it make whether he eats?
Well, all the customers depend on me too. All the bachim eat supper by me. They can't eat in yeshiva. They all come every single night for supper. They depend on me. What does that mean? It is a machine that's used for food.
But the father has the obligation to feed his kids.
Okay, that's the better, but we'll get to it maybe some other time. But in Hilchos Tzedakah, we discussed it. All right, that's the Shaila. The Shaila is what's considered Klei Eichel Nefesh. Is it you shouldn't prevent, you shouldn't seize a food processing machine, a food generating machine, because there's something, I don't know, in the cheshivas of generating food, which is a basic necessity for an Adam, so therefore it doesn't make a difference of him or not. Or no, you shouldn't take his nefesh, don't take his eichel nefesh, something of his, I shouldn't take away his eichel nefesh or not. That's a shayla.
The restaurant, probably he eats on the job also.
If he eats on the job also, I'm not so sure if that's enough, because if the machine is primarily for the customers, I don't know, I can't be magdir it, but it's considered a clay for the cause. If he's hungry, he'll chop something. I don't know.
He has 10 kids, eat more than him, too.
Yeah, okay. But that's used for him. He needs it for his supper. There, hopefully he'll get supper when he comes home. But, all right, whatever. Sorry?
The Shaila is only in the
Mechaba. Right, correct. If you hold like the Ramah, that you hold all clay umnis is a problem, then who cares? You don't need for it in a restaurant, but it's still a clay umnis. Yeah, but the popcorn machine is a Shaila even in the Ramah. I mean, well, in the Faket, the popcorn machine, yeah, and even in the Ramah, because there I'm not using it for business, I'm using it for my kids, I'm not using it for myself. Do I need dafka myself to have anor, or even the kids is enough to consider clay eichel nefesh?
Why do we ignore the factor of whether he's a noni or not? The whole thing, a nashir, it doesn't matter if you take his
no, Avadim, now let's take a clay eichel nefesh even from a nashir. It's a lav deraisi. Now let's take clay eichel nefesh from anyone.
What's the
pasuk? Ki nefesh hu chayvel. You now let her take rechaim v'rechev. Why? Ki nefesh hu chayvel. You're taking away a nefesh, which is the eichel nefesh. Who's eichel nefesh? The life is eichel nefesh, or a machine that generates eichel nefesh. Lav dafka the life is. That's the shaila.
Taking away his nefesh because he's a rich man.
So what? But it's still. But that's how he eats up every night. He cooks in that oven. Who cares? He's rich. But you're taking away his eichel nefesh. Clearly, the lav. That's for sure. The lav is even by an ocean. It's a given. Chazara, once you did it and you're over the lav and now you have to return it, then it's only by anon if he needs it. A lav is across the board. Yes, even by anosha. There's an Orko Shukhan over here in Sifyar Alef Teich Dvarov when he starts handling, not like the Raman, about it's not Klei Umnis, it's Davka Eichel Nefesh, it's Xeris HaKosov. But Teich Dvarov, he says, because there's a tsar involved, that you're being Mitzar the Loiva, because this is a Keli that he needs for his food and his Bnei Bayis' food. I don't know if it's Stavka, but it sounds like from the Aruch HaShulchan like a split. His, of course, the Klei Eichel Nefesh, even Bnei Bayis is considered Klei Eichel Nefesh, but if it's not used for him or his Bnei Bayis only as a restaurant, that wouldn't be considered Klei Eichel Nefesh. I'm not sure if I should take it as Zayvai, but that's the Mashmais, at least, of the Aruch HaShulchan. I just want to share with the Olam, there's a Targum Unklis and Targum Rabbeinu Yonis and Menaziel on this Pasuk, Ki Nefesh Hu Chayvel, the behen, or the behoin, the same thing. The behen misavid mozoin l'chol nafsha. What's ki nefesh hu chayvel? What's the ki nefesh hu? Ki nefesh means the behen in these kalim, in the rechaim v'rechev, misavid mozoin, it prepares, it creates food, l'chol nafsha. What's the l'chol nafsha? If it was makbe dafka on the loiva, the chayit should have said the behem misavid mazain the nafshei or mazain the loiva. What's mazain lechol nafsha? It sounds like for the targumim that I don't care about the loiva zaykal nafish as long as these kalim generate mazain lechol nafsha. It creates food for people that's already considered the alav of layakur rechaim v'rechev.
Even if he doesn't use it.
Oh, that's going to be a different halacha. Baal, we're going to hopefully get to in Sif Tes, that if it's never used, then it's not considered Klei Eichel Nefesh, because it's not used for him or for other people. So it doesn't generate food. But if it's used for other people, so it's a behen misavid, it's a clay that creates mazon l'chol nafsha. So l'chol should be a problem.
But it's interesting, the difference is going to be a philosophical difference also. If you say it's for him, then you understand, like you're taking away the nefesh and you have no right to his nefesh. If it's in the keli itself, there's a whole different philosophical concept. That kind of keli.
Right, the keli that generates food, I shouldn't stop it from creating food in the world. Okay, fine, okay. Now, there's a Nesina Lager, that's a Rav Nosson Adler wrote a pirush on the Targum. Targum Unklis, and he's bothered by, someone showed this to me Thursday, and he's bothered by also why I say L'chol Nafsha, and he has a whole different pshat. He says that the Targum, when it says mazon l'chol nafsho, it's mazon l'chol nafsho, means that it has to be a shava l'chol nefesh. We find the concept by yontif. You're allowed to do certain malachas on yontif, provided those malachas are for everybody. It's a mazon l'chol nafsho. But if you want to burn frankincense, that only the ashir and the mufunakim need that, but the anim don't need that. We don't generally have that. So then you're not allowed to do that. That's a malacha. I on yontif was hutcha malachas. It's only hutcha those malachas which were needed l'chol nafsho, a shovel l'chol nefesh. But something that's not shovel l'chol nefesh. And the halacha, for example, taking a shower or a bath, b'chor rechitzas gufay, it's a whole shaila what to do today, but at least it's considered in the B'mei Chazal and the Poiskim, that's not considered l'chol nafsho, because not everyone needs to wash his entire guf. Therefore, it's also to take a shower on yontif or bath, because it is a problem, because it's not a mazon l'chol nafsho. It's not necessary for every single nefesh. Zokta nesina lager, hu adin bay l'yakor rechaim v'rechev, ki nefesh hu choyvel. When the Targum says it's a mazon l'chol nafsho, it has to be a keli that generates food that's roi l'chol nefesh. But if it generates a food that only the Ashirim and Mufunokim eat, and not the Aniyim, and not Stam B'nei Adam, that is not considered Klei Yechol Nefesh, and you're allowed to be Mamashkin such a Keli. A big Chiddush L'Halacha. Eheta, you are allowed to be Mamashkin such a Keli that only Mufunokim need. I have no idea what that is. But if you go Mashalais a Tzir, such a Tzir that only Mufunokim need, Baltul Daita is out there, and that's not considered Klei Yechol Nefesh, and you're allowed to be Mamashkin. So he has a different shot in the Targum.
So you can take his plates and his forks and knives.
Why?
It's not Klei Yechol Nefesh. He can eat without it.
No, not that he could. We're talking about whether it's necessary. Everybody uses forks and knives, I hope. So if that's the case, it's considered Klei Yechol Nefesh. Now, God happens to be later on, we'll see him, Yat Hashem, there might be in Sefer Aleph a different reason why forks and knives might not be Klei Yechol Nefesh. But everyone uses it. It's something that's only used for Mufunakim. The Chalkas Yoyev, I think, had a shayla b'negeh to hot peppers. The hot peppers only miut sheba'am, or I don't know if that's the shia, it's also makhlek as if it's totally a miut. It's really a major problem here, because that's hosugi shavlok on nefesh yomtev is a major mavuch amongst the baiskim. But he has a shayla about peppers, hot peppers, since only a miut, I don't know, mufunakim, but at least miut sheba'am eats it, maybe you're now let her do, you're now let her pickle hot peppers, or cook hot peppers on yomtev, because it's not shavlok on nefesh. So if you'll have a machine that pickles hot peppers, let's say, light him, then he'll come out, then that keli, you're allowed to be a mamashkin, because it's not shovel l'chol nefesh. A big chiddush l'halacha. All right, that's his cheshbon. Agav, once you're on the sugya, klei yechol nefesh, is already some makhlek as rishonim, the chinuch and ra'on, pashas and machames, there are many rishonim who hold, but negeh to yontif, that when it comes to food, no matter what, food is food, and we're not mechalek in food. And even if you find a food like hot pepper that only some meat eats, that's still considered shavu l'chol nefesh, because the eating everyone needs. The Gemara asks a kasha from choshev deer meat, venison, whatever it's called. So over there, the Gemara says avada, even though only the ashir eat it, avada, that's considered shavu l'chol nefesh, because anim would eat it too. Everyone would eat it. That's one pshat in rishonim, and these rishonim learn because it's achila. Everyone needs to eat. So therefore, you can't be magdi in food, in eating. If that's the case, then l'chayyid, it's never gemolt such a pshat, because when negay to mazon, there's no such thing as something which is only for an osh and not for an ebay yomtov. Every eating is across the board, and we're not mechalek. So like those rishonim, he certainly can't be going. So elamai, he'll bring a rai from this targum, not like those rishonim. Okay, but like my pshat in the targum, it's a whole different thing. I believe the targum means to say, or I'm suggesting at least, that the Targum to say that even mazon l'chol nafsho, lav dafka the loiva. If it's mazon l'chol nafsho, avada already then you have an issa to be mamashkin. I know it's not the pashas. I know if you ask some person, I've done this already. If you ask a number of people, woof the god avada. Why not? It's dafka if you take the loiva is klei yechol nefesh. Not if you take stam a restaurant that he needs it for other people. But the chayyid is a mashmois at least. Possible mashmois of the Targumim, not like that. That yes,
the
even
Rabbanim by the Reichaim or the Mashon, where according to that shita, that if it's a shovel of all nefesh, that the Rabbanim by Mashon.
No, will there be an Issa Rabbanim?
Yeah. Is it, no, is the
Issa Duraisa
or
the Raisa? No, the Issa to not to take Leikon Nefesh is the Raisa. But he's saying that that's only if it's Shovel Lekon Nefesh. It's not Shovel Lekon Nefesh. You don't have the Issa. It's a big Chiddush. A Chiddush Leheta. Fine. I want to bring you another Raya. I looked amongst the place and I couldn't find a Raya Lekan or Lekan, if it's Dafka his or for others. But I want to bring you another Chatzi Raya, we'll call it. A Raya, which is anyway a chidur, a raya to this tzad that avada, even a restaurant, is considered klei hakol nefesh. We have a problem here. The Gemara says zug shel saparim is considered klei hakol nefesh. And the Rishonim are bothered by, why is zug shel saparim? Why is a scissor of a barber considered klei hakol nefesh? Where's the klei hakol nefesh? You don't eat with scissors? What's going on? It doesn't help him. The Gemara uses a lodge in Zuk Shel Saparim. Comes along the Rishayim, I'm bothered by where's the Klei HaKol Nefesh. And for the Rishayim, that doesn't mean Zuk Shel Saparim. It means Zuk Shel Misparayim, and you use it to prepare food, to cut the Yerek, whatever it is, to prepare the Yerek. That's considered, and that's why the Ramot HaKapaskins, to go in Zuk Shel Saparim, is Mutal Lamashkanim. It's not considered Klei HaKol Nefesh, like you just said, it's because we go with that, those who chime in, we have a different gears in the Gemara, because if it will be just the barber scissors, it's not considered klei hakol nefesh. The Rama, on the other hand, to remind the Olam, the Rama holds that all klei umnis is considered klei hakol nefesh, because with umnis you could generate income, with that income you could buy food, that's one shot, or maybe Eichel Nefesh means Chaye Nefesh, Parnasa, and that's Umnes. All Klei Umnes considered Eichel Nefesh. And Memela, that's then he learns the Gemara, Zuk Shel Saparim, Kipshutai. A barber's scissors is Klei Eichel Nefesh, because a barber uses those scissors to generate income. So that's, okay. Comes along the Meyuchas Atam with a Rashba. He has a third pshat. Not like the Ramah, because Wavada has to be food and not just generating income. But yes, we could still keep the girsa of Zug Shel Saparim. It's considered klei hakol nefesh. Why? Zok the Talmud Rashba is that klei oichel nefesh, oichel is lav dafka. Lav dafka oichel bavad is considered oichel nefesh. Any kalim that are tzarich hanefesh, tzarich haguf, is considered klei hakol nefesh. And since these scissors are used to give a haircut, and it's a tzarich haguf to have a haircut, so therefore that's also considered klei oichel nefesh. Like by yontif lamashu, these klal has to be shovel oichel nefesh, is all in yontif, not just by food. Well, here too, when it talks about klei oichel nefesh is lav dafka food, even if it's not food, any tzarich haguf is already considered klei oichel nefesh.
What's the
pasuk say? Ki nefesh hu choyvel. Nefesh. Anything that's a tzarich hanefesh. Eichel, mazen is tzarich hanefesh. Haircut is tzarich hanefesh. Any utensil, any tool, if you have a back scratcher, maybe that would be tzarich hanefesh. Anything that's used for tzarich haguf is also tzarich hanefesh, is also considered tzarich hanefesh. I say zok to Talmud Rashba. So, very nice, big chiddush of Talmud Rashba. My question is, let's say he's right. Yes, anything, Eichel or Zavdavka, any Tzarich HaNefesh. But Lechay is still wrong. We're talking about a barber's scissors. The barber gave himself the haircut with those scissors. Those are barber's scissors that he uses to give other people haircuts. And yet he learns that you could keep the Gersa, Zug Shel Saparim. Why? It's because it's a Tzarich HaGuf for all the people, all the customers who need haircuts. So you see Lechay in the Talmud Rashba, that once you're talking about Klei Eichel Nefesh, it's Lav Dafka the Loiv is Eichel Nefesh, it's Lav Dafka the Loiv is Tzarich HaNefesh, as long as that Kaili is miyuchad for tzarich hanefesh, tzarich oichel nefesh, that's already considered klei hakol nefesh. So you see, it's lav dafka for his own, even for other people. L'chayr, for not Talmud Rashba, you see Raya. And
we said earning a living is home,
so. Yeah, but the Talmud Rashba is not going like that. Talmud Rashba says, Lehed, they're earning a living now. We're going, it has to be oichel nefesh. But that's also considered a tzarich nefesh. So I'm just bringing a Raya that, yes, back to our restaurant. If the Ilum has any other Raya, if you find anything on this Indian, please let me know. This is what I have so far on the Indian, that even L'chayr from the Targum and the Talmud Rashba, L'chayr is a mashma, that even for other people, lav dafka the loiv is oichel nefesh, that's also considered klei oichel nefesh. Agav, when you get to the chiddush of the Talmud Rashba, that oichel nefesh is lav dafka, it's a very nice chiddush, but lahalaka, we don't go like that. Because all the Rishonim is the kasha, and not one Rishon gives this teretz. And lahalaka, the Ramah says lahedya, zug shel saparim, mutal amashkanam. So you see, we're not going with the Talmud Rashba. We hold that something which is tzarich haguf is not klei oichel nefesh. You talk have to be dafka oichel. And there's a Rabbeinu Haigoin in Bava Metzia, in the sheet it's Agadmoinim in the back, there's Rabbein Haigoin on Kuf Tezayinim and Aleph who says Teich Dvarav that Klei Nechoshes U Brazel Shem Klei Rechitza, I don't know, they used to wash themselves with these Kalim, is not considered Klei Yechol Nefesh. So L'chayro, even though like the Talmud Rashi, L'chayro they should be, they're Kalim that I use for Yenefesh. If somehow I needed to wash my Guf, that's how I wash my guf. So they should be kalim klei nefesh, just like scissors to give a haircut. So these tools or utensils that I need to wash myself, the kush should be also klei nefesh. Elamai,
the difference. The zugim are directly applied to the guf.
And
but the kalim, let's say where you.
And this also, I needed to scratch. Let's say I scratched the dirt off.
You'll use it for water when you put soap in, let's say. But the soap would be applied to the guf. The kalim is.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what these clay rechitza are. Klei nechesh is a bazel that you use for rechitza. How are you understanding that? I thought it was a scrubbing brush. That's what I thought. So you're applying it to you. You're using it on yourself. It's a tzarech ha-nefesh. And nevertheless, it's not considered klei yechol nefesh. So lechera lahalok avada, we don't pass it like that. Chiddush of the Talmud Rashba. But at least homies, you learn from the Talmud Rashba that you see that Zlav Dafka Deloib is Eichon Nefesh, even if it's a Fremd, it's Eichon Nefesh. All right.
It doesn't say Nefesh, it doesn't say Eichon Nefesh.
Correct.
It does use the terminology Eichon Nefesh.
Correct.
When it uses Nefesh, why are they all being saying that's Eichon Nefesh?
Well, the Mishnah already says Eichon Nefesh. The Targumim say Mazel Eichon Nefesh. That's the Havon of the Chazal had. That
but the Pasuk, we see by Yom Tov, the terminology Pasuk uses Eichon Nefesh. It's not a terminology that's not used by the Torah.
No, okay. The word Nefesh could have several types.
An Echanami. I'm just talking about from the Rishonim, you see not like him. You want to know why? Okay, but and the Ramah is ahead, you're not like him. So, L'chay La'alaka, we don't go like that extra Chiddush. But, Benegeh to a restaurant, L'chay, there should be a problem. All right, let's move on, Rabbis.
Everyone needs a haircut, but no one really needs a restaurant.
No, but it's food. I need to eat. I'm not saying that the building that the restaurant is housed in is a tzarek ha-konef. Maybe yeah, maybe not. It's not a keli. But I'm talking about the oven that cooks the food. What's the difference? I eat it in the restaurant, eat it at home. It's the same oven. And I ate supper tonight in the restaurant. It's not klei konef. But I eat it at home, then that oven is yet klei konef. It's something that's prepared for food, and I'm eating. It's for consumption. It's a preparation of food, so it should be a problem. Who cares where it is? All right, let's go. Let's move on. Siftes. If a loiva has five rechayim, five mills, ain a reshay la mashkin afilo achas mehen, you're not allowed to even be mamashkin even one of them. However, vim ainu eisa malacha la baachas mehen, but if he only does malacha in one of these five mills, then mutu la mashkin ashar, then you're allowed to take the other four. Why? Zakta lavush, since he doesn't use the other four, those other four that he doesn't use are not considered klei yechol nefesh. If they're not used, then they're not dumi l'rechaim. Rechaim is something that's used, that helps in the food process. If this keli could, in theory, be used for food, but isn't, it's not being used at all, that's not considered klei yechol nefesh.
And it's not used at all, because otherwise it would be a riot. If someone else uses it, then you have a riot to the previous.
Okay, I was coming to Bavon something else, but you'll have that at all. Correct.
It's not used at all. It says,
no one else is going to use my machine. It's my machine. So if I don't use machine, not for myself and not for other people,
if someone else uses it, it doesn't say clearly what would be.
It doesn't talk about it.
It's back to the shiloh before, I'm saying that.
I understand. You don't have a right either way from here.
Right. No,
now I'm trying to be magdish something else. Right. It starts with Hayluchamisha Rechayim. I'm coming from the Tesefta. Tesefta says this lashon. Okay, let me first explain what, and I'll bring you right to the Tesefta. What does it mean? Hayluchamisha Rechayim. Ainu Rishay Lamashkan Afilo Achas Mehen. He uses all five mills consecutively, constantly, all at the same time. Or Sunday, mill number one, Monday, mill number two, maybe he gives the mill a break. A Tuesday, maybe he doesn't want to overwork the mill, so he every single day of the week he has another mill.
But he has five workers, it's a business.
Maybe, and maybe not, that's what I'm trying to say. What are we talking about? So I want to say that we're talking about, even if he doesn't use all five machines at once, even if he only uses one machine at once, and he has Shabbos Dikka mills, and Yontif Dikka mills, and Chachol Dikka mills, he has different kelim for everything. He has a flatware for Yontif, and flatware for Shabbos, and flatware for weekdays. But Lamaisa, he uses all of them. If he uses all of them, that's considered Klei Yechol Nefesh, and you're not allowed to touch any of them. If he only uses one of them, that the other four he doesn't use at all, then you're allowed to take the other four, because the other four are not in use. If it's not in use, then it's not Klei Rechaim, it's not Dumi L'Rechaim. Rechaim has things that generate food. Rechaim Briska used to say, a lamed is someone who knows how to learn. It's someone who learns. Just like a ganav, not someone who knows how to steal, someone who steals. Well, klei rechaim is not something that knows how to be a klei rechaim, it's something that is a klei rechaim. If you are a klei rechaim, then you're not allowed to take the klei rechaim. If you're not a klei rechaim, because you're not youth, then you're not a klei rechaim. Not dumel rechaim shel tayra. So memela, you're allowed to take it. What's my raya to this? First of all, it's a Rashba who says that. When it says Kamisha Rechayim, anyone Rashba feel axe man, the Rashba is Mavu and Kufya Gimel in the Shita, the Rashba is Mavu like that. As long as you use it, even occasionally, if you use it, then it's considered Klei Rechayim. If you don't use it at all, then it's not Klei Rechayim. And the Lashon Tesefta is coming from a Tesefta. Tesefta's Lashon is, Enu Eisim Locha Ela Bachis Man, the Lashon is, Ein chayev ella al oisa belvad. I took all five. I'm only going to be chayev on one of them. But if you tell me that I occasionally use each one, so how do you know which one? Well, al oisa belvad. Which one? I use all five occasionally. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I use all five. So why? Which one is the oisa belvad? Ella my oisa belvad means I only use one of them. Al oisa belvad, on the one that you use, that's the one that you're going to be chayev on. But the other that you don't use at all, that you're not going to be chayev on. Nothing to do with ani. The Pada doesn't say ani. Nachum al layachbo rechaim v'rechiv. You're not allowed to take klayuch on nefesh. Ani, osher. You're not allowed to take klayuch on nefesh. Doesn't say ani.
He has five rechaim.
No problem. Five. 55. If he uses each one, once he uses on Sunday, one on Monday, one on Tuesday, one he uses when his in-laws come, one he uses when his parents come. If he has one, if he uses each one, then it's his klayuch on nefesh.
But he could double up on other.
Doesn't make a difference. If it's you, 100%, that's what I'm coming to Bavon. It has nothing to do whether he could double up or not. If it's used, then it's Klei Yochanevich. If it's not used, then it's not Klei Yochanevich. That's what I'm coming to Von. Mamish, that's what I'm coming to Von. And it's Mavu like that, and the Rashi will look over there. I'm coming Lafuka. There is a Heintiger who suggested, maybe that's what you're saying, but suggested that if somebody has two sets of flatware, he has a weekday flatware and a Shabbos flatware, you're allowed to take the Shabbos flatware. Because he could get away with the weekday flatware. Let him use the weekday flatware on Shabbos. I think it's a toys. I don't think that's what this halacha is. There's halacha by misadrin, by irregular mashkin. Then there's such halacha that you leave him his basic necessities, and if he could use the weekday for Shabbos, so let him use the weekday for Shabbos. This is not the din misadrin. This is a din of what's considered klei yochanefesh. If it's used, it's klei yochanefesh. If I can't, the chiddush is the other way. That something that's not used is not considered klei yochanefesh anymore. That's the chiddush. But as long as it's used, avad is still considered klei yochanefesh. You don't have to use it every minute. You don't have to use it 24/7. As long as you use it, it's in use, so it's klei yochanefesh. If it's not in use, then it's not klei yochanefesh. But non-use means it's never in use. But as long as it's in use, l'chayri is going to be klei yochanefesh. All right. That's the l'chayri, the halach of siftes. I just want to bring out, if you remind the Olam, there's a Shitas Ramban and a Rashba. They had a problem. All the Rishonim has Sakasha. We discussed this last week. All the Rishonim has Sakasha. What's the halacha that the Mishnah says when you have a machresha, you return the machresha b'yoyim? In fact, Yishayim, how did you get the machresha in the first place? It's klei yochanefesh. How are you allowed to take the guy's plow? And on that, the Mechab and Ramah comes from the Yishayim and Mechadet that the plow is not considered klei yochanefesh because it doesn't come in direct contact with the food. Okay. But the other Yishayim, there are many terusim which we discussed, the Ramban and Rashba's Teretz is, if you remember, the Ramban and Rashba's Teretz is, Avada machresha is klei yochanefesh. How did I take it? I took it at night. They are mechadish that issa of klei yochanefesh is only when you take it in a zman which it's shayach and roi, or the derech is to use those kelim. People generally only use a machresha b'yoyim, at night you can't see, so therefore you are allowed to take a machresha at night. As long as it's not the derech, normal, typical derech to use it at that time, then for that time, it's not klei yochanefesh. It's only klei yochanefesh for day, because by the day, it's roi to be used, but at night when it's not roi to be used, it won't be considered klei yochanefesh. I just want to point out, it's not... He has a kinyan, and now Shemitah won't be Meshamid, and he's allowed to go after the Yorshim, and once he has a kinyan, he can take it back to after the guy, he can keep it all night, it puts pressure on the loiva to have to pay. Whatever the mile of having a mashkin is, that's his mile. Sorry? Once he has the kinyan, then there's no problem, then you won't have the problem of klei yochanefesh with the bais. Okay, well... Bais is a differentness of Lassavi al-Bais, but l'chayri, to extent you have a... So if you're going to the bais only to take this thing, then you should be fine. Right.
Then
you'll be able to go back in the next day only for this item, not for anything else. Because this item is already yours. You already have a kinyan in it. But this is not the halacha that we're talking about siftes. Siftes is halacha is if it's never used, then it's not considered klei hakol nefesh. They're talking about even when something is used, as long as it's during a period that's generally not used, that's not considered klei hakol nefesh. It's not right to be used. It means it's not the derech to use it at that time. Why? No, but it's right to be used. It's a derech to use forks and knives on Shabbos. You tell me on Shabbos we only eat with our fingers, then I hear. So forks and knives are out of the picture for herring we eat with the fingers, so it's not no gay for Shabbos. But the word is, if that I got a hold. The lashon is it's not whether even whether this particular loiv is going to use it at this moment, as long as it's the zman haray to be used for that keli, so it's a klei hakol nefesh for that zman. But if Shabbos, we Grady has a different set of the dishes for Shabbos. So what? But on Shabbos he uses dishes, he uses pots, and he uses so those pots, even other pots, his weekday pots, are pots that are used. It's a zman that's right to be used for pots, unless you tell me Shabbos you have to cook a special food, and that special food needs a special type of a pot, so no other pot's right. I don't think that's what you mean. If it's a pot, a pot is a pot. A pot is right to be used, maybe even at night as well. We cook day, we cook at night, so the pot won't have this heta. But machresha, that we only use by the day, machresha you're allowed to take at night. That's the chiddush of the Ramban and Rashi. They're coming to answer these Rishonim's kasha.
By the way, would the halacha change, for example, in those days, they didn't have lights. Now people put up lights, but they didn't do farming at night. Would it be awesome?
If the derech now is to do farming at night, then in a now the derech is used to declare makreisha at night. I'm not so sure that's correct in Metzius, but fine. Now, l'maisa is the Mechab and Ramah don't go like the Ramban and Rashba, because the Mechab and Ramah say a different text. They hold that klei makreisha is not eichon nefesh at all. They spar from the sugya that makreisha is not klei eichon nefesh at all. So once you do that, now you don't have a hechrich for the chiddush of the Ramban and Rashba to say that this man that's not roi is already not considered klei eichon nefesh. We don't have that hechrich anymore. Sorry?
I said you can take it anytime.
No, then you will never let her take it, because it's always considered klei hakol nefesh. Even at night, I will not be able to take klei makreisha, because it's considered hakol nefesh. We won't have the hekruch, and the bach over here, in Sif Yud Zayin, the bach paskins lehedya, not like the Ramban and Rashba. The lehedya that even when it's not the zman haroyuloi, it's still considered klei hakol nefesh. And that's the chayr, a right to our shmuz and siftes as well. You see that you don't have to use it constantly, because the maisa, the guy wasn't using it at night. So why can't I take it? LMI, because tomorrow I plan on using it, so it's still considered klei hakol nefesh. I don't have to use it 24/7. As long as I use it, if I change off days, if I have 5 meals and I use one tomorrow and I don't use it today, it's still considered klei hakol nefesh because tomorrow I plan on using it. You see, that's pshat in the mechaber. All right.
I use it once a year, same thing, normally.
I would say as long as it's normal to be used and not like by accident to use it. If your plan is that, yes, you're going to use it every Reish Chayidish, this is your Reish Chayidish mill, then I'm not going to have it. So you use it. So it's Klei HaKol Nefesh. As long as you use it, that's considered Klei HaKol Nefesh. You use it only on your birthday. I don't know if you want to make special... Sorry?
A wine press.
So that will be Klei HaKol Nefesh. If that's the shteg you're going to use, and that's how you're mishtamish with it. So you are mishtamish with the item. So if you're mishtamish with the item, so it is klei hakol nefesh. All right, Agav. Just want to mention Agav. The Gedulei Truma has a bomb shaila. Gedulei Truma and Chelak Aleph Shar Vov Siv Gimel as a kasha on the Ramban and Rashba shita. If the Ramban and Rashba is right that you're allowed to take it shaloi b'shas hatzayik shaloi b'zman haroyloi, so then he asks, so when is klei hakol nefesh different than other klei malbush? You're not allowed to take a shirt. But if he's not using a shirt, you're allowed to take it. And once you take it, you have to give it back when he needs it. Every day, you've got to return it to him because he needs a shirt. Pajamas, you have to give back at night. Shirts, you have to give back during the day. So, Frektik Dudli Truma, what is the chilek, like the Rambam, between klei hakol nefesh and not klei hakol nefesh? And shirts. Both of them, when he's using it, you're not allowed to take it. When he's not using it, you are allowed to take it. And once you do take it, you still have to return it when he needs it. So what is the chilek between klei hakol nefesh and shirts? He blibes shre. Tzarachin. He doesn't understand. Like this shita, where could there be a difference between klei hakol nefesh and not klei hakol nefesh? And l'chayi kapshutai, you could b'deichik say, then in Konami there is no chilek. But the chilek is, one's alive and one's not. By klei hakol nefesh, you're alive, l'yak b'rechem v'rechem, and by a shirt, you don't have that love. You're not allowed to take it, but you're not over the love. Maybe that would, and economy, there's no chilek in choy shemish, but the chilek is only in isaveta. There's a love, and there's no love. Maybe that would be the etza.
Man is supposed to use it. This man is really to use it.
Oh. So now you have to know, by mashkin, when it's a zman haroi for a shirt, are you allowed to take it even if he's not using the shirt? That's a suggestion I would like to say. That could be, that would be a nafkamina. The nafkamina is, these two, actually we have two nafkaminas based on what we just said. One is that as long as the zman haroi loy to use, shirts are normally used during the day, but if the guy doesn't need this shirt, then you're allowed to take it. But Klei Rechayim, as long as it's a Zman that he's right to be used, and he does occasionally use it, so it is considered Klei Yekon Nefesh, you wouldn't be allowed to take it. To say it a little different, which is the same type of a Chiluk, is if he has Chamisha Rechayim, if he has 5 mils, so we said that you're not allowed to touch any of them, because he has 5, as long as he uses all 5, occasionally, then all of them are considered Klei Yekon Nefesh. You can't touch any of them. But if it will be a din mashkin for have 5 shirts, then your svara would be right. Then we have 5 shirts. Make sure leave him 1 shirt so you can have something to wear, and the other 4 you're allowed to take. So it's a pashut the nafkamina between Klei Yekon Nefesh and shirts. Klei Yekon Nefesh is, it's upshot, what he needs. Klei Yekon Nefesh is if it's used, if it's considered Klei Yekon Nefesh, you're not allowed to take it. If it's not used at all, then you're allowed to take it. But as long as it's used, you're not allowed to take it. Mashenkin by shirts, it's totally whether he's going to use it, he has a tzerich to use it. If he doesn't have a tzerich because he has more than 1 shirt, then you're allowed to take the extra shirts. That would be pashut the nafkamina. All right. Fine. Let's move on. Sif Yud. Chaval kelim harbe. A big chiddush l'alocha. Chaval kelim harbe. If somebody was chaval kelim harbe, shal oichel nefesh, he took 5 rechayim. What's the halacha? Chayv al kol kli v'kli. He's chayv on every single kli. Not only that, v'afilu shnei kelim ha-mechubarim yachad, l'asois behem, melacha achas. Even if you have some keli, that it's comprised of 2 distinct kelim, and both of them are necessary to function, like a rechayim v'rechev, a mill. Without the rechayim, the lower piece, and the rechev, which is the upper piece, you won't be able to grind anything. The two, when they rub against each other, that's when they crush each other, they crush the food in between. But without that, there won't be a mill. Yet, when somebody takes rechayim v'rechev, he's going to be able to love him. Hein mitzad de rechev, hein mitzad de rechaim. He's going to be able to love him. So too zakta machaba, any keli, even if it's mechuba, if you take it, if it's made up of 2 parts, you're going to be over on both parts. Kamoi, hamisparayim shegoizizim bem yerek. If you take scissors that are used for food preparation, mechabel shitase dafkif for food preparation, not a barber. If it's food preparation, harezer over bishnei lavin, you can be over on 2 lavin because the scissors comprise of 2 parts. So both hands of the scissor is a separate lav. A guy takes a scissor, he's going to be over 2 lavin, even though it's mechuba. Just like Rechaim v'Rechev are mechuba to each other, you take Rechaim v'Rechev, you're going to be over because it's 2 parts. So too by Sizi, you're going to be over 2 lavim because it's 2 parts. So that's the Chiddush Hakra, that even it's extra yito with Ladashin, that even though it's used for 1 function, but it's 2 distinct kelim, it's 2 distinct parts.
It's not usable. One is a flat thing.
Both of them, scissors are not usable one without the other, and Rechaim v'Rechev, the upper piece without the bottom, or vice versa, is also not usable.
One is sharp and one is kind of flat.
Okay, so, but it's not usable, but Rechaim v'Rechev is not usable, and yet you're over too.
Brackets, everything, so it goes on every piece.
Oh. Like 2 scissors. So it should come out, Rabbi said it should come out, if this is the case, it should come out. If I take your coffee maker, and it's made up of 100 screws, and there's a vessel that holds the water, and there's the heating element, and there's the spout, and there's the handle. What defines something a keli? It's now mechuba together. If each one is a keli, if it's not pshute kliyetz, if each one is a keli, so each screw is a keli, each vessel is a keli, the vessel that holds the water is a keli, the cup that holds the hot, the percolated coffee is a keli, everything, so you take 1 coffee maker, l'chei should be over 100 lavim in 1 shot.
It's considered one keli,
but here you see, not like that. Even though it's mechuba, and you need both of them to function as one function, nevertheless you're over 2. Who cares? It's already attached and all screwed together. The Rechaim and Rechav are also screwed together, and yet you're over on the Rechaim and on the Rechav.
What if he has only a Rechav or one part of a scissor?
Will he be on the other side? That's a good shot. We're going to get to it shortly. Actually, we'll get to it shortly. But
it's not a kli, can you?
We're going to get to it shortly. But so lechayr it should come out that if you take a coffee, but if we're right, then let's take it to the next step. So by the scissors, how were the two pieces attached?
Screw.
Must be a screw, right? A rechayim v'rechav. How was it attached? Must be some type of a screw, a bar. I don't know, something is attaching it. So then lechayr should be over three for the rechayim, the rechav, and the attach. Whatever makes it attached. That attached.
That's not a kli, though, right?
I don't know.
Screw's a kli.
Why not? Screw's a kli. It has a function. I don't know. It's the chayit. It's a kli. Why not? Why not? It's a kli. And not only that, you look in the mechab in Sivav. Sorry?
Screw's considered echel nefesh?
It serves a function for echel nefesh. All 100 items serve the function of making coffee. Just like the rechaim alone can't do anything, but together it serves the function of making food, so it's a kli echel nefesh. So every part is a kli echel nefesh.
Has to
come in contact with the, yeah, but if you need, first of all, like the Rambam, you don't need mamish in contact. Rambam holds even claim akresha. Sorry, like the Rambam even claim akresha doesn't come in direct contact. And I hold that even the other shouldn't hold need contact. Lechayra, that is contact. That function of the coffee maker, all 100 parts together, come in direct contact with the coffee. That's how it makes coffee. It's not, you know, a heksher, the heksher of plowing a field to plant a seed. It comes in contact with the food. 100 pieces together come in contact with the food. Lechayra. Lechayra. So it should come out. Now, even Rechaim Verechev, go back to Sivov. You see, Rechaim Verechev has a barzel, the Haseve, the Galgalim, has many parts to it. So why aren't we even on every single part? Unless you tell me that's only Rechaim Shokark, and we're talking about a movable Rechaim, doesn't have as many parts. I don't know the Metzias. Lechayr, something's amiss here. What's going on? How are you talking? You have 100 lavim. I would like to suggest, and it's not great, I would like to suggest that in order to be oiva, like you said, has to be, each one has to be a kli b'fnei atzmei. But what defines that? That it's a movable part. A scissor, the two arms are movable. Rechaim v'rechav, they're movable. So I could bring them closer to each other or farther away from each other. It's a movable part. So then it's sort of two distinct parts. But if you have something that's not movable, it's screwed together and it's fastened, so now that's one big part now. So that wouldn't be considered two distinct parts, it now became one part. So it would only be over one lavim. Rechaim v'rechav and scissors, two distinct parts because they're movable one from another.
The coffee would be the machine and the thing.
So in a coffee maker, if you'll have the movable part, you can lift it, so you'll be over maybe two. You can lift the arm and whatever, but more than that, you won't be over 100.
Why do you have to make such a distinction? If you take one part away from it, there is no kli.
And by Rechaim v'rechav?
If you take the rechav away, there's no kli.
Right, and nevertheless, I'm over on both rechaim v'rechav. So you see, that's not a cheshbon.
But if he only has one.
I'm going to talk about rechaim v'rechav. If I take, he has two, and I take away one, he ruins the kli, right?
That's not right.
And I'm over yet, if I take both. We're going to get to it more in a minute.
But
just,
that's not my point.
Yeah, so what's your point?
If the lova has only a rechav...
I'm not up to that yet. That's a different point.
Then what are you taking away?
That we could discuss. We'll discuss that shortly. But I'm talking about a different point. When you have a rechaim v'rechav together, if I take it, I'm over both. I, each one alone, can't do anything. So therefore, I want to make this distinction. Maybe it has to be movable.
He has no kli if you take away his rechav.
Right. And if I take away his screw out of his coffee maker, it's not going to work. If I take away his plug, it won't work. If I take away the handle, it won't work. If I take away his spout, it won't work. If I take away the vessel that contains the water, it won't work. If I take away the container that contains the coffee, it won't work. If I take away anything, it won't work. Because if we won't work without it, they wouldn't have put it in the first place. So right, nothing was extra.
You destroyed it, please. You
correct. I destroyed it. So if I take the whole coffee machine, I should have 100 lavim because I destroyed the machine 100 times. I took the screw, the vessel, the spout, the handle, I took everything. So I was over 100 times. So that's why I want to make this distinction that maybe metal.
What is movable? Well, if you have a coffee maker, you pour water on top, it doesn't budge.
If it doesn't budge, then it's one machine. And
I'm saying, what?
I want to say that the only time this Chiddush HaKra was if it's movable, because then we see two distinct kalim at work. So it's two distinct processes. But if it's one kali, well, that's why we don't count in the thing that's attached that keeps the rechaim v'rechav together, because that's mechub, but that doesn't move. We only will take the thing that moves, the rechaim v'rechav, that's considered two. It's only a suggestion. You could argue with it. I have no problem with it. I'd rather will self argue with it. I have a mashmoy sakai not like me, is because the Gemara brings a third mashal. See, this is rechaim v'rechav, which is a deraisa, that's a pasuk. Then we have saparim, and the third one is a tzemed shalbaka. You have two paris, each one, the head went into a piece of wood, somehow an attachment. And then what they did was they attached the two pieces of wood together. So then when they plow the field, 100 buckets or 2 buckets will go make a straight line instead of one going to the right, one going to the left, and missing to plow in the middle. So you have two, it's a temet that holds the buckets perfectly straight at a distance 3 feet away from each other, perfect, and we can make a straight line when we plow the field. And the Gemara says that also, if you take away that tzemed, that yoke, you're over two lavim. Why? Because each animal had a piece of wood, and the pieces of wood were fastened together. So, it's two pieces. So two pieces is two lavim. Now, l'chayra, I can't imagine that moved, because if it moved, then it defeated the whole purpose. And the part is one will go to the right, one will go to the left, one will fall behind the other. L'chayra, I don't know, but the chayit wasn't movable. And yet you still see, you're over two lavim. So back to the coffee maker, should be over 100 lavim.
They don't give you a third lav for the thing that attaches there.
So that's our kasha. We don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
I don't see that as the comparison.
Okay,
why? Take away the barn between, each ox can still plow.
Right. I'm not talking about the axe, I'm talking about the yoke. The yoke with two pieces. Right, two pieces of wood that were attached to each other. So if I take away both that yoke, which is comprised of two pieces of wood, I'm over two lavim. Why am I over two lavim? Lachar, it's one fastened together piece. Teretz is, but since it's that yoke, in order to work, needs those two pieces, so I'm over two lavim, as they state in the Gemara. So Lachar, not like me. All right.
Because what happens is, every bucket has a
tzemet. Good.
Taking away a test of each one. Why is it together?
Yeah, but you try putting a tzemet on one bucket, what does it do?
I don't know, but that it's a cleat that functions. In other words, it's
does it function?
The top functions, the bottom functions. Over here, they function. Each one holds the cow in place.
Well, I could use one without the other?
Yeah. Sure.
You have one cow.
Yeah? What? I'll hold it to keep it straight?
Use a tzemet of two, a tzemet of three,
tzemet. I know, but can I use a tzemet of one? Can I use a tzemet of one?
And you go riding one with one cow straight ahead.
And it works? Yeah. Does it any function in it?
If it works,
you
can drive one. So each one is considered a separate piece because it's not that you need two only. Each one is a separate piece because you can attach more.
I can have additional attach. So
can't say two is one. Maybe I'll put 3, maybe I'll put 4, maybe I'll put 5. That's what he's trying to say. Each one.
Okay, fine. So if you liked it there, it's fine. No problem.
I don't know about the other side.
Okay, fine. I saw an Eindiger Sefer who wanted to suggest a different chiluk. And he wanted to suggest, he's Masopik, he plays Sorokin, that maybe you only over when you take the Rechaim Verech of 2 or the scissors 2 is because Be'etzem, each one alone also has some function. A scissors, even if it's alone, you can use it as a razor, maybe, I don't know. And to Rechaim Verechev, he doesn't explain, somehow one without the other also has some function, even though Grada now we use it together, this life is using it together, so it's serving one function together. That's the Chiddush HaKra, you're over two, because Be'etim, each one alone also is considered Klei HaKol Nefesh, because each one alone also has an ability to have a function to prepare food.
So, attach them don't count.
Why not?
I'm just saying.
What screws don't count? Why not? Okay, but a coffee maker, you'll be over 100 or at least 10? 10? Chalav Parag is just attachments. So there are many different functions going on. All right, Lamaise is, I don't think, the Mashmoy said Tzemet is also not like that, L'chayra. Because by the, unless you say each one is usable by itself. I don't know.
The function of the Slaviv and Dalgalim and Silov, those are pieces that are actually weird. It's up in the bottom.
One is the Galgalim, is
the screws in the scissor. They're actually in the part that are.
L'chayra is part of the Rechaim Rechav. One's a.
Meaning like in the coffee maker.
So it's a gear that helps me turn it. It cranks. The crank.
You see over there that every piece maybe.
Forget it. I'm saying that you see, Lechayr, that's how Rechaim V'Rechav is created, and yet you only have two. Lechayr should be over 5.
Magzim B'Shas Malach is a different halacha than.
Magzim B'Shas Malach, you have to return the machine when he needs it.
All pieces of the machine.
Right. Well, if you take away one piece, then it's not functioning.
You can't use it.
Right. So you have to return all pieces, of course. All right. Fine. I'm going to bring you a raya that he's not right now. We'll see, but I have another raya that he can't be. There is no function, one without the other. But you had a shayla. What happens if I take one? Let's say I'll start off. The loiva only has a rechaim without a rechev. Could I take that rechaim?
It's unusable. He never uses it.
It's unusable. He has a rechaim without a rechev, or a rechev without a rechaim.
He never uses it.
Oh. So lechayra, you should talk to achrayim that you're allowed to use. You're allowed to take it. Why? Because it's like a kli shavur. It's a broken keli. It's not klei hakol nefesh. I would have said it more in your sprach, that you see in Siv Tes, that even when you have a functioning machine, as long as you don't use it, it's out of use. It's not considered a nefesh. So if this machine is not functioning, so and you're not, obviously you're not using it, so if you're not using it, it's not klayek nefesh. So that's pashit, that if the loiva, it's pashit, if the loiva has only one rechaim, or he has a half a sizzle, avadam allowed to take that. So bezoi frekta the panim yafis, a seif on chumish, frekta panim yafis, in pashas kisei. How does it say over here that when I take the rechaim v'rechev, I'm going to be over too, I took the rechaim, now he only has the rechev. Now go take the rechev. So I'm over the second lav for the rechev. Once I took his rechaim, the rechev is not functioning. So I shouldn't be over a lav. So how is he ever shy to be over two lavim? I took half his sizzle, so now when I take the second half, second half is not functioning, so I shouldn't be over a lav.
Maybe you take it together then.
I'm very good. What? Sazak Tapanim Yafis, this whole halacha is only talking about when you take it together. If I take the rechaim v'rechev as one, or the scissors as one, then I'm going to be over two. But if I take one hand first, or the rechaim first, when I take the rechev, it's mut, it's not a problem.
I know,
maybe if they take the kadeidiva. I took one, now that the next thing is not functioning well, I can take the other. Yes, I schlep. Well, we do have metaltolin. It's metaltolin because it's mechuba.
Then I think Rambam would call him a noble brishus
haTorah. Okay, fine, but mice is not going to be able to love him. So the halacha is that only if you take them, according to Paniyof, it's only if you take them bevasachas, a big chiddush. The problem is a mefusha ravid faket. The ravid in the Gemara, when the Gemara says that if you take them, you're over two, but if you take zebifnei atzmai, v'zebifnei atzmai, you're only over one. So the Pani office says that means Zebif Neatzmai is a rightish. Take a Zok to Pani office. It means you took one, and then you took the next one. You only have one. But Zok to Raivi, what's Pratnik Gemara? Zebif Neatzmai. Zebif Neatzmai, Kloimar. Zebif Neatzmai, Oi Zebif Neatzmai. You only took one. You only took the Rechaim or the Rechev. But Avad, if you take the Rechaim and then the Rechev, Avad will be over two.
What's the Chiddush
there? What's the Chiddush? We could discuss what the chiddush is. There's going to be a chiddush. We'll see. Yitzchem by gedilu shemal. There's a big chiddush involved. The lechay is zokter lechay is mafusha raivid that if you take zeh achazeh you are over two. And on that there's a taisis as well. The taisis in kuftes vav and medalef is mashma like that as well. The tzach and the nefesh chay and the darkei dover all bring a raif and taisis that even you take zeh achazeh you are going to be over two. What happened to the Pani Yafis Gevaldik Akasha? Has it affected the Chaskinik and everyone? How's it Tzlach? How's it Shayek? L'chay is Yachazet, the second one's no longer functioning. Teretz is like what you said. Zog the Tzlach, Mayone Achokma. The Tzlach is in Madura Basra, the Mayone Achokma is over there in Kuf Tezvov, and it's also in Chaskinik and Tavkuf Pei Gimel. They say, let's play it out. I took the Rechayim. Azayva Olav, Chulila. So what's the halacha? We passing like Rava, Kol Madam, and Rakman Loi Savet, Yavet Loi Mahani. I got to give it back. So we said, my clerk, you have to give it back Miyad, we have to give it back Bishas Malacha, but by tomorrow morning, it's going to be at your front door. I got to give it back. So Zokta Akrainim, you can't tell me that the Rekav is no longer functioning. The Rekav is still functioning, because tomorrow it's going to be functioning. You know why? Because you're going to give me back the Rechaim. You can't hold off the Rechaim. You got to give it back to me. So the rechev is still oimid to be used because you have a chiv chazara. Light a baya in a chanamid. If you hold commander rakmana leisavid yavid mahani, and I don't have to give you back the rechayim and a chanamid, I'll only be over one because the second one is no longer functioning. But since we passed like Rava that you have a chiv to give it back, so you got to give it back. So Avad is still functioning. Even the second one's still functioning. Maybe you'll be over. Oh, 1 second. So that's how they touch up the, and they're only going in Rava. What happens if the Malva is a batalon and he lost the Rechaim? He took Rechaim, now lost it. So now he's allowed to take the Rechev. Because since the Rechaim is not Oymid to be returned, because he has no Rechaim anymore, now you have a right to take the Rechev, because the Rechev is no longer functioning, because he's not going to be able to use it, because he doesn't have the Rechaim. And it should come out of Bezoi, Huadin, if the Loiva Bishas Tahova decided to give the Malva the Rechaim willingly, and that we paskin that you're allowed to, and there's no Issa, and he only gave the Rechaim, not the Rechev. And the Malva B'chei Gavna doesn't have a Chiv Chazar, doesn't have to give back the Rechaim. Halacha L'mayis, it should come out. That is no problem. You're allowed to take the Rechav. It's like he only had the Rechav in the first place. You're allowed to take it. It's not functioning. It's not a problem. I say, L'chay, you should come out like the Minchas Chinuch.
Why doesn't count Shas Malacha?
Sorry?
Shas Malacha doesn't count?
What do you mean? He's going to return it by Shas Malacha. But if he gives it willingly, Bishas Tavah, he doesn't have to return it even Bishas Malacha. He doesn't have to return it at all. So Memela, he's left with a Rechav, which is not functioning. So he's not going to be even a Yesa. Isaiah time.
The Torah says, Lo Sacho Rechav Rechain, Ki Nefesh Hu Chovel. Does the Torah always give a real prior reason? Here it does.
So?
Which indicates Ki Nefesh Hu Chovel, there's some underlying, underpinning of why you shouldn't do it, because
it creates food, and now he can't generate food. It processes food. It's no longer processes food.
That's basically my point now. When he takes the rechiv, he has taken that implement in the from its use. He can't have any food.
Correct.
He can't do it with him.
Right, but the rechiv, that's what he took one part, and the second part, that's
there. So he destroyed a kli.
Correct, but the second, now I destroyed the kli. So I took the rechaim, I destroyed the kli. Now he only has the rechav left. So am I over if I take the rechav now or not? L'chari, I already destroyed the kli. Why should I be over?
Why shouldn't he be over on both to begin with?
Because I didn't take both, I only took one. Oh, but the one destroyed both. Okay, I hear the kasha. I hear the shayla. But that's my, so that's not what the Rishonim say. Maybe that would be the chiddush of Gemara, that if you only took one, you only have the one, even though you destroyed the function of both. So maybe that would be a teretz to Shlomi's shayla. Fine. But I would want a taina, and l'chari, that's what you mean to say as well. I would want a taina that even like the baya, that if Yovid Mahani and he doesn't have a chiv to give it back, he's still going to be over on the rechev. Why? It's because what, the loiv is going to sleep now? The loiv is trying to pay you back. He's trying to get back that mashkin. He eventually is going to pay you back. He wants his mashkin back. He plans on using that rechaim and rechev at a future date. He's chalishing to try to be paid that mashkin back. So he didn't give up on that. He's not saying, my rechev I'm not using. Remember, you don't have to use the rechaim 24/7 to be over. You just have to plan on using it. He still plans on using that rechev because he's trying to get back the rechaim. Going to be by the rechaim. Or let's say, better yet, he can't get the rechaim, so he'll buy another rechaim, and he'll attach it to his rechaim, and he'll be functioning. He'll borrow a rechaim. He'll replace the item that you took. He didn't give up hope on using the rechaim. If he gave up hope, in economy. But who's talking about such a case? Avadi plans on using it. So he still plans to use it. It still has a function of Eichel Nefesh. So Avadi should still be Eichel.
So he's only
going to
give it back when he pays back the whole
Eichel. Correct. But he plans on paying back the whole chayv and he'll get back. Sorry? I know, but to say that I'm allowed to take the rechav means to say that it's no longer a clay Eichel Nefesh. It no longer generates food. It does generate food. When? Tomorrow. I plan on being paid in my mashkin tonight, and tomorrow I plan on using it. I plan on being paid in my mashkin next week. So I plan on using it in 8 days from now. What's the chilek? I plan on using it. It's still a clay. I used it yesterday, and I'm going to use it next week. If I use it only midday Shabbos be Shabbat, or midday Chodesh be Chodesh, it's also good. I plan on using it. Still consider clay Eichel Nefesh. No, it is the same clay, because I'm going to get back the rech. Why don't you have the yichayus? I'll be paid to that mashkin. I'll borrow one. It does do malacha, because I will do malacha tomorrow with it. So I look at me. Even now, when I have the rechaim, if I don't use it today, I only plan on using it tomorrow. At night, I can't use the clay makresha. I'll be in a different matzah tomorrow when it's daylight. Good. So it's a clay Eichel Nefesh. Even now, you now let take it. We paskin now let take it even at night because you plan on using it tomorrow. It means, right, it means it's off use. You don't plan on using it. If one breaks, then I'll have to bring it out of retirement and use it. But I don't plan on using it. But I am using it. I'm still functioning to use it. L'chayr should be clear. L'chayr. But Rabbi said, well, I'm sure from here, Agav, what you see is a raya, not like this, Heintego, is that you see the whole shayla, zech zech, could only start if you learn that one without the other has no function whatsoever. But if I tell you that rechaim without a rechaim, rechaim without a rechaim, you could also use, then no kasha hevzak nishon, avad zech zech. First I took the rechaim, and now you have a rechaim which is also usable, and now I took the rechaim. Rabbi Nishalim, all the achreinim are handling the shayla. What's the shayla? Rishayim, achreinim, what's the shayla? If you hold that each one is usable by itself, then what's the shayla? Alakochok, you see, the rechaim and rechav, one without the other, is not usable. Has no function whatsoever. You need both to the tango. It has to both work. Both together make it work. And without a net, an alpha pick, and you're over to love him. All right, I want to bring out two more chidushim. I know we're getting late here, but two more chidushim. Minchas chinuch is mechadish. Which is along your lines, but all the way around. Because chinuch is mechadish. If a guy goes ahead and takes a rechaim and a rechev, and he was over both lavim, and now he returns only one, the rechaim, so to minchas chinuch, he's still over both lavim. He's still going to get 80 malkas. Why? Because I took Rechaim v'Rechaim, I took two Kelim, and by returning Rechaim alone is not usable, it's not functional. So I never returned you your Rechaim. Rechaim means the use of the Rechaim. I destroyed your use, I took it away, I took both Rechaim and Rechaim, and I only get back one. One without the other is still not usable. So it's like I never even get back that one. So it's going to be Eva, still two Lavim. Why do you get Malkus? So they discuss about that. Let's say if you only have a Chiv Hashava, I'm just saying, if you hold that you get Malkus for this, and Malkus is showing him, you're still going to get 80 Malkus. Why is Akhtar Minchas going to? Because you never did a full Hashava. The Hashava, Rechaim, if it's not usable, it's not a Hashava. One Kaddish.
But then Mr. Schwartz's Kash is very good.
His Kash is, I'm bringing him a shtickle of a raya, the other way around, the Chay should be able to. Right, but the Maisa, the Gemara said, not like that. Gemara said, Bezach, you're only over one. That's Mufush. Like Gemara said, Zelu Fnayatza, Zebu Fnayatza, you're over only one. Even though the chayy one destroys the uses of both. So you have to know the teretz of that kasha. Good. I want to share with you, Rabbi Isaac, Gedul Shmuel, and this will be Messiah with the Gedul Shmuel. Zok the Gedul Shmuel, if a malvin aloiva is a shutif in a rechayim, or shutif in any other klei echo nefesh, and the malva takes the klei echo nefesh away from the loiva, which he's already a shutif in anyway, Zok the Gedul Shmuel, the malva will be over alav. Aye, he didn't take away the loiva's whole klei echo nefesh, because half it already belonged to the malva. So like that, just like you see over here by Rechaim v'Rechev, when you take one without the other, when you take both, you're over for each part, even though each part has no function whatsoever. But the reason why you're over is because, like you said, because you're destroying his use out of the part. So too, when I take a shutvis dika kleya chonavish, lamaisa, by taking his half away, I destroyed his use. I prevented his use. So mamela, I'm going to be over alav. So like the Gedulei Shmuel, who adin? If I'll have a klei konefesh of two loivim, a shutvim and a klei konefesh. Reuven and Shim, both my loivim share a mill, and I take that mill away, I'll be over two loivim. I'm going to be over Sai Mitzad loiva Aleph and Sai Mitzad loiva Beis, because each one I destroyed and I prevented his use out of his klei konefesh. So memel, I'll be over two loivim. As this is the Gedulei Shmuel. Once again, you see from the Gedulei Shmuel Araya that one without the other has no use whatsoever. Because you learn that Rechaim v'Recha has a use, a function, one without the other. So what's his Raya? Over here, you took away something that has a use. Mashen came, when you're shutvim in something, you didn't take away the whole Rechaim, you didn't take away the whole pot, you took away only half the pot in Echus. It's a Beshutvim. I didn't take your whole pot away. Elamai, you see that each one without the other is not functionable, and nevertheless, that's a Chiddush HaKor, that if I prevent your use, I do something to stir your use. By a mashkin, that's considered taking away Klei Kol Nefesh.
I do the screw, and I take out the screw, and I do them both. Am I right?
And I make it not functional? I don't know. If you hold screws are a problem, and then I don't know. Then look, you're not. No, because if I put a lock on the door and I prevent your use, it's also not a problem. It's only when you mashkin a Klei Kol Nefesh by preventing its use. Okay. So I have to take it.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.